Hey, everybody, welcome to GasCast. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
Today we're doing something weird. We're doing something, we're getting a little goofo with it. Also, welcome to Pokemon World Tour.
Yeah.
Because that's the goofy thing we're doing, is that this is a dually. This is for both shows. It's going up in the GasCast first. It'll be up in World Tour a week later. If you aren't familiar with one or the other, I can't imagine anyone being only familiar with GasCast.
No.
But if you don't know, we have one podcast where we go through the world of Pokemon stop by stop. We're on we're doing some bonus episodes right now because we're in between regions. And we have another podcast called GasCast where we talk about games and sports once a month. Today we're doing the Pokemon card game, which is a game.
Yes.
It's not a sport.
No.
I mean, it's...
But it falls under the guise of games and sports.
Yes. So this is our first foray into something that we're not watching.
We are playing.
We're playing this game. I've never played this game.
I've played this game once.
So Josh...
But I know kind of how it works.
So Josh is going to explain...
As the resident expert of the Pokemon trading card game.
Yep. You have minutes more experience than me. So you're going to explain some of the rules, and we're going to play. We both bought a starter deck, and Josh was going to trick me and put powerful cards in there.
And I was going to switch one card, but I didn't.
He was going to put a card that could kill me, a winter card. He's going to put Exodia in there.
I didn't for two reasons. One, I haven't opened the Pikachu collection box yet.
Okay.
And two, I didn't want to bend that card by shuffling it.
Right. So, fair.
So he's not in here.
So I got the Noivern deck.
I have the Raichu deck.
Night Striker is mine.
Okay, I've got Burning Spark. These are the two breakthrough expansion set theme decks.
Yeah.
We know they go together because on this handy playmat is Raichu and Noivern.
Yes, so we did it on accident.
Total accident, because I was going to get a Luxray deck, but it was gone by the time I got over there.
So here we are. All right, Josh, let's explain... First, because I've been wondering about this since I opened it and it flew out into my lap.
Okay.
It came with this. It says metal, but this is plastic.
It doesn't say metal. Where does it say metal?
It said metal on the box.
I don't think it did.
I'm going to find the box afterwards and I'm going
to
show
you. Does that sound like metal to you?
No, but it's just a Mewtwo.
Yes.
Why do I have this?
That's your coin.
You're right, but why?
If any card says to flip a coin, you have a coin to flip.
I didn't know that was a mechanic.
Yes.
I'm assuming the Pokeball is Tails.
I think that is the canon way, but you can choose.
Okay, well, this one is Mewtwo's head.
Yes, that is Mewtwo, Mega Mewtwo Y,
This is
That's
beefy.
The fighting type
This
one.
Is beefy Mewtwo.
And then I got the Snape Kills Dumbledore version.
Yes.
With a spoiler head.
That's a nice joke. Following from there, it comes with all these little chits.
It does. It comes with a couple of little chit chillins.
What are these chits?
The ones with the numbers are your damage counters.
Okay.
The green one with the skull on it is a poison marker. So if your boy gets poisoned, drop that on it. And the band-aids is a burn marker.
Okay. What if he's asleep?
If he's asleep, you turn it sideways.
What if he's paralyzed?
I think upside down.
What if he's... that's it. That's all of them.
Yep.
Or if he's confused.
Or maybe upside down is confused, and asleep is to the left and paralyzed is to the right. They should all just have these little markers.
They should just made two more, and everything would have been easier. Okay, so that gets the chit situation out of the way. Josh, teach me how to do a Pokemon card game.
Okay, we've shuffled our decks already and placed them on the playmats.
We were going to do it on air, but decided that was super boring.
I don't know how that sound would translate.
I don't know.
Let me pull out this map with the rules on it.
Yes, it comes with a play mat.
I was holding it upside down, not even as a joke.
And the rules are on the back, so if you want to play and have the mat, you can't do them both at once.
So do you want to know how to start a game first, or do you want to know how to win first?
I want to know how to win first.
Okay. You win by either claiming all of your prize cards.
Okay.
Knocking all of your opponent's in-play Pokemon out. So if you don't have any more Pokemon on the field that you can play, do you lose?
You're out. You gong.
Or if your opponent runs out of cards in their deck, if their deck runs out.
Okay.
They lose.
All
right. If it gets back to their turn and they can't draw a card.
Right, they deck themselves.
Right.
I am familiar with the concept of decking.
I am not.
From Yu-Gi-Oh!
I'm not, so I'm over-explaining it to people who probably know what it means.
That's probably fair.
Here's how you start. Step one.
Okay.
Shake hands with your opponent. Sir.
Done.
Okay. Doctor. Very important.
Doctor.
Step two, flip a coin. The winner of the coin flip decides who goes first. I have the rules, so you flip the coin.
I have just such a coin. I'm going to say heads, I go.
Okay.
That's a tails.
So I'm going to start.
All right.
Shuffle your deck. We did that.
Get a beer.
Draw the top seven cards.
Seven. Okay, we're playing a little weird, so if you hear any weird noises, that's us bumping into our microphones because they're not in a great place.
Yeah, it's hard to get them in front of your mouth and also in a place where you can see the table.
Yeah, I need to flip this upside down too. Five, six. This is the counting segment of the podcast. Seven. Okay, these are seven cards that I own. I need to flip this guy upside down because I draw Yu-Gi-Oh style, which is like kind of like an idiot would, where I'd like...
From the bottom up?
Yeah.
Okay,
hang on. It was cool in 2003.
I put the rules down.
It's what we were doing then. Okay. These are all cards.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have any Pokemon in your hand?
I do.
Up in the top left where its name is?
Yes.
It should say basic on something, hopefully.
I got two basic pages. So this is also going on Pokemon World Tour. I shouldn't swear.
You can bleep it on that. You have to do two versions, though.
That's fine. I'll just have a second try. I can do that. I can make that work.
Okay. Check to see if you have basic Pokemon. We did that. Put one of your basic Pokemon face down as your active Pokemon and put up to five more basic Pokemon face down on your bench.
Okay. So, I got a lot of basic boys here. These are genderless. I should mention that. This is also going to test our bantering skills so it doesn't just sound like dead air.
Cool. I'm going to be focused on trying to play this game.
I don't know. Well, that's fine. I'll do color commentary.
Okay.
You do...
I'll do the play-by-play.
You do the play-by-play.
I feel like I'm showing you all my cards.
I'm not looking at them because I'm trying to figure out what my cards are. And then I put some boys face down.
On the bench.
On the bench. You're on a bench. Thank you, Dasher Hatfield, for just being so great.
Right, I know, you're, all my
I know you're not listening.
What
if Dasher Hatfield? I would lose my sugar. I hope he's at Battle Wars. He hasn't been announced yet, but he's Mr. Battle Wars. He's got to be at Battle Wars.
Yeah, he's not with Steve-O. He's been with Steve-O the last two times.
Right.
He paired off with him somehow.
Steve-O's fighting Ophidian this time.
I don't know who Ophidian is.
He's a cobra.
But he looks really cool.
Yeah. He's pretty good.
Okay, so now the play area is set up. So we put the top six cards from our deck to the side face down. Those are our prize cards.
Okay. So I'm assuming it's like this.
Yes. Oh, I just grabbed six. Look at me.
A three. Card. Oh, crap. You're card counting. I'm going to lose. getting hustled over here.
I'm going to get a blackjack now.
I'm about full house with six cards. Boom. They're all Pokemon.
So basically what the prize cards are, if you knock out a Pokemon, you take one of your prize cards and add it to your hand.
Okay.
And if you get all six of your prize cards, you win.
And I imagine you take them in the order that they are laid down.
I don't think it matters. Easiest.
I'm going to do it that way because they're random anyway.
They're overlapping. I don't want to mess that up.
Yeah. I would just like flip them and show everywhere. It'd be a mess. So I'm not going to do that.
I think we're all set up.
All right. We have an equal amount of benched Pokemon. Let's explain this. You have two on your bench. I got two on my bench.
Yeah.
And then we got the one active fighter.
Yes.
So it's we're starting out on an even heel.
Three and three. It's not two against two. It's not Pokemon League.
Not Pokemon League rules. So we're already playing a little weird.
Okay, so we're set up. We got our prize cards out. We got our Pokemon out.
All right.
So now we flip our active and benched Pokemon.
Okay. So my active is a Ghastly.
Mine's a Stunfisk.
That's an ugly Pokemon.
He's like a shoe print.
And my two benchy boys are a Zarura and a Ralts.
And I have a Pikachu and a Fennekin on deck.
Ralts and Matilda. That's what I would name my Ralts, is Matilda.
It does look like a little Matilda.
It's a little Matilda. So you got a Fennekin. I like that Fennekin. And you got a Pikachu. That could have been a Pikachu EX, which would have just crushed me right out the gate.
I would have put him right in the front.
Put him in there.
The thing about EX Pokemon, the reason I thought maybe I'll put it in is because they have a different rule.
Oh.
If you knock out an EX Pokemon, you take two prize cards.
Oof.
Because you did good.
Because they're special, because they can kill you otherwise.
Okay, so.
I imagine.
The coin flip determined it was my turn first.
Yes.
So the first thing you do on your turn is draw a card.
Okay.
So I'm going to draw a card, and I'm not going to tell anybody what it is. So this must be weird to listen to, huh?
That's why I said it's going to be either a good one or the worst one. It's either going to be really good or just genuinely the worst episode of a podcast you could possibly do. It'll sound nice, though, so there's that.
So let's run down everything you can do on your turn after you draw a card.
Okay.
You can put any basic Pokemon from your hand onto your bench.
Okay.
You can evolve a Pokemon as often as you want.
You just right away evolve it?
Yeah. So if I had a Raichu in my hand, I could just put it on this Pikachu.
And you stack them.
And if I had a Brazen, I could just put it on this Fennekin. And you stack them.
Okay. And then can you beat them up so hard they devolve?
No.
So we're not playing a Digimon card game.
No.
If anyone has a 2 Digimon starter decks laying around, let us know. Send them in. And we'll try to figure that game out, too.
I didn't even know there was a Digimon
card
game.
There for sure was one. Your boy had binders full of these cards.
Once per turn, you can attach an energy card to one of your Pokemon.
Okay.
You can play trainer cards as often as you want, but you have to follow the rule that's on the card. So some of them can only be like, you can only do one trainer card that's like an actual trainer. You can only do one stadium per turn.
Okay.
You can retreat your active Pokemon once on your turn. You have to pay its retreat cost, which is at the bottom of the card.
Okay.
And you can use any abilities that are available. None of mine have abilities.
I don't see if... Do mine?
No, it would be written in red at the top, in like the first attack slot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. They're just... These are just attacks.
Then you attack and you end your turn, if you can.
Okay.
So I'm going to take an electric energy card and attach it to my Stunfisk.
Okay.
And then end my turn, because I don't have enough energy to attack yet.
Okay. My turn, then. Just so everyone is keeping track, I'm going to draw this card. I can only attach one energy...
One energy per turn.
Per turn. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. I'm going to attach this, this eyeball energy to my Ghastly.
Okay.
And then I'm going to... can I attack?
You can. That'll end your turn, so make sure there's nothing else in your hand that you want to play first.
I'm just going to like let everyone in, just so this isn't the most boring radio. I have a trainer card, and I can't use that yet, because it would make no sense. So yeah, I'm going to attack you.
Okay.
With a do I get rid of this energy card that I just placed?
Only if the attack description says to discard the energy.
Okay, so... I'm using Sleep Poison, that classic Ghastly move. Sleep Poison. Is this a Power Rangers thing? Because, like, poison does put you to sleep, but because it kills you.
Right. This is both. It's like a poison NyQuil.
Flip a coin. If heads, your opponent's active Pokemon is now asleep and poisoned.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm going to flip this coin. That's a tails, because I can only flip a tails with this coin. Why did I get the broken coin?
You want to swap coins?
No.
Okay.
I don't like the big-headed one. I'd rather have a loser coin flipper, and then that's my turn. So nothing happens to you.
So that doesn't do any damage or anything?
It does nothing on tails,
Okay, well then I'm going to draw a card.
Okay. Good card draw noise. I'm going to try to draw this one real good.
Ooh, okay, this will be a good turn, because I have a lot of stuff that I can play.
Great.
All right, so I have this trainer card. It's everybody's favorite dancing boy, Tierno, from X and Y.
Oh, that guy's the worst.
He allows me to draw 3 more cards.
Well, yeah, because he's a cheater. He's just dancing. He's distracting everybody so you can steal some cards from your deck.
Okay, I guess now, that's 3 cards I took.
Here's the thing. Now, I have the advantage. Now I just got to wait you out because you'll lose 3 turns before I will.
Okay, so I got
Dedane.
So I'll put him on my bench.
I like Dedane. I think it's cute. I don't think it's probably a good Pokemon.
It doesn't seem like it is very good Pokemon. It's just, what are those Pikachu knockoffs? They're so, like, there's only one form of them, and none of them feel like they can accomplish much.
It's weird that none of them evolve ever. And it is. It's even weirder.
Because you know who evolves?
Pikachu
does. Evolves.
It's also weird that Plusle and Minun are just literally Pichus, but color-coded.
And with math tails.
Yes. That's weird.
I also have this Brazen, so I'm going to evolve my Fennekin.
Balls. I don't know if I can say that on it. I can say that. I just said it.
All right.
Not so beans.
I'm going to attach a second electric energy to Stunfisk.
Great.
Which means that now I can attack. I don't have anything else in my hand
you
that
can
I can
use.
Do.
Does that say revenge?
Revenge. If any of your Pokemon were knocked out by damage from an opponent's attack during his or her last turn, this attack does 80 more damage.
Wow.
Unfortunately for me, nothing happened to me last turn.
Good.
So it's going to do 20 damage to your Ghastly.
Okay, so I take 2 of my little 10 chits and I put it on my Ghastly.
Yes.
Okay. Now I see the point of these chits.
And also you can attach energy to your benched Pokemon as well.
Okay. But I can only do that once.
You can only do one energy per turn, no matter where you put it.
Gotcha. Okay. Is that your turn?
That is my turn.
All right. I'm drawing a card. Ooh, I got a card.
Good job.
Ooh. I'm going to evolve my Zorua into a Zoroark.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to attach an energy to him.
Okay. He has an ability. Jake, what's his ability?
His ability is once during your turn before you attack, if this Pokemon is on your bench, you may switch the Pokemon with your active Pokemon. I'm going to do that. Can I do that?
You can.
I'm going to do that. And I draw, I take.
But you won't be able to attack or anything at all. You can at least try to sleep poison me again if you leave Gastly out.
But
Gastly is hurting for certain.
He is almost at half. He's almost in the yellow. I'm going to try it.
This is where the strategy comes in.
I'm going to try it. Heads, boom.
Oh, am I sleep poison?
You're sleep and you're poison.
Okay. I'm going to turn this son of gun sideways.
Taking a quick nap.
Okay, so picture on the right is sleep. I just decided.
Okay, good to know. Good to know.
And he's poison, so I put a little poison guy on him. So poison, put a poison marker on it. Well, I did that.
Check.
Between turns, put one damage counter on the poison Pokemon. One damage counter is 10.
Okay. But what does sleeping do?
Oh, I'm also asleep. That's right.
Yes.
Between turns, the player flips a coin. If heads, the Pokemon wakes up.
Okay, does that mean like between you and me, every time it switches,
so
you get to?
If your turn's over, before I start my turn, I do this status condition stuff.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the poison damage.
Throw the poison damage on the ground.
Throw it on the ground. I'm so mad at this poison.
Oh, it's so poison. I hate it. Also, my turn is over because I attacked.
Correct. Now I'm going to flip the coin. I'm going to do that again. That landed not where I wanted it.
You flip with your knuckle. That's kind of weird.
Tails. So I'm still asleep.
Yeah.
So I can do all the other stuff on my turn, but I can't attack. And if I switch out, the statuses go away.
You can't retreat either when you're asleep.
Oh, you're right.
You cannot attack or retreat.
Okay.
You can switch out by other means, I imagine.
Right. But the other ones, I'm pretty sure the other status conditions when you swap out.
That sounds right.
Or maybe it's the ones without markers. That's why that makes sense why they wouldn't have markers.
That would make sense.
Okay.
Because you put them on the bench.
We're going to play that way. If that's not right, house rule. All right, so I can't attack this turn.
That's how we do here on GastCast Tour. GastCast World Tour.
Draw my card. Great. Super card.
What a card.
All right, I want to start. Since I can't attack this turn, I'm going to just start setting up someone else. So this is on Brazen now.
Okay.
This is where it gets clunky, is stacking all these cards on top of each other.
And some trainer cards you attach to your pokes as well.
I don't think they ever get attached, but maybe they do. Also, this is discarded.
Yeah, get rid of your dancing boy.
Dance your way into the garbage, Tierno.
Dance your way to the graveyard.
All right. That's all I can do. I don't have anything else I can play.
Yeah, you can't attack. Put that damage counter on, son, because it's between turns.
Oh, and I get the sleep check again.
Oh, right. Please also roll a tails.
That bounced off my nose. And I'm drinking water. You're the one with the beer.
I have a beer.
Heads. All right. Beans. I'm awake on my next turn.
That's fine. How do you get unpoisoned?
I don't think you do.
Okay.
Let me look at the map directions and see if there's more detailed cure stuff.
Right. Okay, so, if I switch out, I keep my damage counters, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
And when you evolve, you keep your damage counters.
Okay, that makes sense, too. So, this is where the strategy comes in, a.k.a. the boring part, because now I do, like, math in my head. So, I got this sweet Zoroark, and I can just switch him out if I want, but I don't know if I want. Okay. Okay, so first things first, I'm the realist. I'm gonna put this energy counter on Zoroark, okay? I'm gonna switch him out with my Gastly.
Okay.
I'm gonna evolve my Gastly.
Okay.
Jake, why are you doing this? This seems backwards. You did it bad, Jake. You're saying you're wrong, though. Okay? See all those noises that just happened? That's me bumping my microphone. I'm sorry. Okay.
You're trying to do like a thread maneuver with your arm.
I'm trying to thread the needle. It's not working, I reach
over because I have these gangly Waluigi limbs.
I have short but firm arms, and they don't go in directions that I want them to. So now I have enough energy. I got two energies on my Zoroark.
Yes.
He's in front. I'm going to use Mind Jack. This attack does 10 damage. But This attack does 30 more damage for each of your opponent's benched Pokemon. So that's going to be 100 damage to your Stunky Fisk.
That's going
to
knock out my Stunky Fisk.
And I get a prize.
So he's right? Dead. You killed him.
I did kill him.
And yeah. You get a prize.
I get this prize.
And you just add it to your hands.
Oh, that's what a prize it was. Super prize.
All right, Stunfisk, you're discarded. And all the energy attached to them also get discarded.
Yeah, throw in the garbage where it belongs, Stunkfisk, you flat loser.
Oh, I need to pick up active Pokemon now. Well, I guess I'll go with Brazen since it's the only one that has anything going on. All right,
you also just took away 30 points of damage that I could do to you with Mind Jack. That, again, a classic Pokemon move, Mind Jack. That one might be a move. Is that a move?
Nope, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, good.
All of my Pokemon seem to have actual moves, except maybe Gnaw is not a move. All right, drawing a card.
Okay.
Not one I can use. So that's a thing that's going
cool,
on.
Cool, cool, cool.
I can play this Super Rod item card that
oh,
I have.
Oh, no.
Shuffle 3 in any combination of Pokemon and basic energy cards from your discard pile into your deck. So I can put those back into my deck.
Okay.
Not Tierno, though, because he's not a Pokemon or an energy, so he's still dead.
So you can just put your loser Stunfisk. You give him a second chance at life.
Shuffle this. I'm gonna do just a quick, like, put him in a random spot and then cut the deck a couple times.
Okay. Also, as I recall, you don't love shuffling.
I hate it.
Seems like card games might not be for you.
I like playing them, just not, like, this particular part.
Gonna get you an automatic card shuffler for Christmas. And you can't attack me. You don't have enough energy for that.
I can't, but I can attach another energy to my girl. So I'm going to do that.
Brixen.
Oh, God, she's got like so many cards. Okay, here's what I'm going to... Here's the evolution house rule. Set the unevolved farm just off to the side.
Okay, good. I'm doing that too. So we don't have like 30 dudes just stacked up. We know.
Yeah.
We know. They're not dead, so they don't go to the garbage yet.
Right, so you can't like draw them, but they're just like...
Right, but we do know.
Over here. And then discard that. I can't attack yet, so that is my turn.
Okay. I'm going to draw this card. I got a poke. Look at that.
It's a basic poke.
It's a basic poke. I got a Misdreavus.
Missy D.
Oh, Missy D. That's a weird. Her attack is Haunt. Put 2 damage counters on your opponent's active Pokemon.
So it does 20 damage.
It just does 20 damage. Okay, you could just say just do 20 damage, but like sure. If you want to get kooky with it, I got an energy. I'm going to attach it to somebody. I feel like I should just put it on Haunter, so if I switch him in, I can use...
You can attack.
I can attack.
I can do anything.
Yeah. His ability lets me, when I play him to evolve him, I may leave both Pokemon confused, both active Pokemon confused. I chose not to do that.
Okay.
That's how I understand the rules to be.
If it says may, you have the option.
I have the option. I'm attacking
you. That's how language works.
I'm going to attack you again. This time you only take 70 damage.
70?
70. You got 30, 60, 70 for the attack.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's not good, man. You're wiping the floor with me right now.
Yeah, man, I got Zoroark. I'm saying that's super wrong. It's Zoroark, but.
Zorvork.
Zoroark. Zoroark of the Covenants.
Man, these flat little cardboard things are kind of hard to pick up off a table.
Yeah, I just like, my thumb's a little sweaty, and so I just like.
Just like stick it?
Stick it. like when you're. Like, do dip of dots, but not with your tongue.
All right, I will draw a card now.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Okay. All right, okay.
All right, okay, all right.
So I'm going to attach this lightning energy also to Brazen.
Okay, butts. Butts. I'm
going to evolve this Pikachu into this Raichu.
Okay.
He can't do nothing, though.
I can't still use these attacks, right? That would be too easy.
No. Like no, the evolve card just completely replaces the unevolved.
Haunter wants to forget his moves. You said yes already. Okay, all right, bye.
So Brazen now has enough to attack, so I'm going to use Flamethrower to do 70 damage to your Zoroark.
Okay, that's booty.
At the cost of having to discard one of the energies attached to this Pokemon.
Oh, okay. I see.
So I'm going to just throw this lightning energy in the trash.
All right, cool, cool, cool. My turn?
Your turn.
All right. This is easier. Once you get going.
It's an easy game to play.
Yeah.
But it's when you start trying to move stuff around, it's a little clunky.
So I can't do anything still, but I do want to tell you that I have two evolved Pokemon of the same type in my hands that I cannot use for any reason.
But they're ready to
go. Ready to go. Once you say the word. That word is having a basic. I'm attack you again. I'm going to kill you.
So Brazen dead.
Brazen's dead. I get my second prize.
I have no prizes.
You're prizeless, punk. Punky Brewster with your no prizes. And now it's your turn.
All right, let's
You did get your stuff in, brother, though. You did.
Put Raichu out in the field.
Yeah. And again, once again, totally kneecapped the amount of damage I can do. Every time you take a Pokemon off your bench, I do less and less.
All right, so now I will attach a lightning energy to Raichu and end my turn because I don't have anything else I can do.
All right, so here's a card. Ooh. All right. Here's what I'm doing. I'm putting Noibat down.
Okay.
All right, my bench is full.
Four bench.
I got a full bench. I can evolve it, right?
Yeah.
Right away? Boom. Evolving it right away to a Noivern.
No, I think you do have to wait a turn from when it was played.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Let me check. It should say on here.
Good Foley work.
Yeah, neither player can evolve a Pokemon on its first turn in play.
Okay, spoilers. I got a Noivern in my hand. That's fine. That's whatevs.
And it does say on here, moving to the bench removes all special conditions. Obviously doesn't work for sleep, because you can't.
Right.
But everything else, poison, everything gets taken off.
All right, good to know. And then I'm also going to attach this energy card to Noibat, and I'm going to attack you for 40 damage.
40 damage?
40 damage to your Raichu.
This is ridiculous.
Look, I got lucky.
This is my holographic box front Raichu card.
That's the one I wanted to play from my Noivern, but I couldn't.
Great.
Boom.
Good. Dying Raichu out on the field. Can't even attack yet.
Nope. Punk. Your turn.
Oh, this Raichu card sucks. I shouldn't have played it. Oh, cool. I can't do anything on my turn.
All right.
Here's why he sucks. His move, Thunderclap Shot, takes a lightning and colorless. So if it's on the card, if it says colorless energy.
That can be
any. That can be any energy.
Okay.
But a double colorless energy card does not count as any type. It counts as colorless energy.
Okay.
So you couldn't use it for like an electric and a color. You could only use it for the colorless part.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
This attack does 50 damage to each of your Pokemon's, or each of your opponent's Pokemon X, which neither of us have because we bought theme decks.
Right.
So that's awful. This Raichu is going to die.
What a card. I'm gonna play a trainer card.
Okay.
It's my turn. First of all, I'm going to evolve Noibat into Noivern. It's French, so you pronounce the O-I that way. And then I'm going to play a trainer card, heal 60 damage, and remove all special conditions from one of your Pokemon. So,
which trainer card was that?
That is that's a Pokemon Center Lady.
That's just a Nurse Joy.
It's just literally a noise Joy.
Noise.
This Joy is noise.
Noise.
So now my Zoroark, who I'm going to name Chester, because that's the first name that came to mind.
Great.
Is
I'm glad that you've had a Pokemon alive long enough that you are attached enough to name it.
And then I'm going to deal 40 more damage to you, buddy.
What does that put me at total 90?
Put you at 80.
80?
Not enough to kill you.
Here, I'll swap one of these 10s for one of these 50s.
Leaving you hanging on by a thread.
I've got 10 HP left. Woo!
You're blinking. You're kind of annoying.
Ba-doop. Great. Well. I'm going to have to not use my turn.
Again?
Yeah, I mean, I could. All right, since this is a podcast, I will reveal my hand a little bit. I could attach an energy card to Raichu, but the attack does nothing, and he's going to die on your next turn. So I don't want to discard that energy
card. So that would be a waste of everyone's
time.
So
I'm just going to pass my turn.
Okay, I'm drawing a card. Okay, I'm going to evolve my Ralts. I'm getting good draws.
I've got garbage.
I'm getting good.
I'm sitting on Baltic with crap.
I'm getting good draws, as they say in the tournaments league scene.
And they call cards pulls when you open a pack.
Oh, what pull?
Yeah, let's see your pulls, dude.
Oh, what pull, dude? What's your pull, bro? And I'm never going to say that. So now I'm going to kill your boy.
All right, good.
And then
get
I'm gonna.
Him out of here.
Oh, did I say I evolved my Ralts into a Corellia?
You okay. Did.
And then I'm gonna draw another card, and I did it. I did. Look what I did. I got another one. I got another prize.
My trash, garbage, shocky boy.
Hey, Dedane. Upside, I cannot kill it, because there's no one on your bench.
Dedane, there you go. And there will be no one on my bench. Well, I have to put someone on my bench, except I can't.
Here's the thing.
But I can do this. Okay, what were you going to say?
Here's the thing. If I kill Dedane and you have no one on your bench.
Exactly.
I win.
But with Zoroark, you can't kill Dedane.
Why not?
Because you can't do any damage.
Not in one turn. Anyway.
Oh, you still do 10 damage.
I still do 10 damage.
I'm going to do 10 damage to you, though, with Thundershock.
Oh, no.
And I get to flip a coin.
Uh-oh.
And if it's heads.
I'm paralyzed, aren't I?
You are paralyzed.
That's booty.
It's tails, though, because this is not my game to win.
Whoosh. Whew. My turn?
Yep.
All right. Here's that draw. Oh. Ooh.
Oh, cool. I'm glad you get good draws.
Oh, what a okay, this I can't play it, but it's a cool poke.
It's good for later.
It's a cool poke. I mean, I don't think I'll ever get there. I think me and Chester are just gonna run this place.
It seems that way.
So I'm gonna deal 10 damage to you.
Okay.
And that's my turn. War of attrition now.
I need you to tank out this boy.
Well, I can beat you. Here's the thing. If we do shot for shot, if I don't get paralyzed, I will beat you.
That's true. I'm going to use my Fisherman.
Oh, no, you're fishing.
Supporter card. I can only play one during my turn, which is a supporter card. That's fine.
Okay.
Put 4 basic energy cards from your discard pile into your hand. So I'm going to just do that.
Okay.
Let's see. What do I want? A good variety. So here's a lightning.
I think it's going to be...
That's all I have is 2 lightnings and 2 fires.
What a good variety.
Discard Fisher Boy. That's probably 6 Magikarp, man.
Oh, God. What a horrible man.
And hey, guess what? That's my turn.
You're not going
to
attack?
Oh, I am going to attack. I'm going to do 10 damage to you. Let me flip
the red. I should just let you not attack.
Paralysis. I'm just so used to Raichu being garbage out there.
What a...
That was a bad flip. I'm trying to do it lefty.
You also flip very funny.
I do. I get my whole knuckle in on it.
You do. Tails.
All right, we'll count that.
You did hit the mic
hard. I'm not going to do it lefty anymore.
All right. Okay. Thank you. I am doing well.
He's excited because you're doing so good.
He's like, woo! I'm going to attach this energy card. It's a purple. I got a dark energy and a purple energy on...
Psychic.
That's 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other. onto my Noivern, who's never going to see the light of day. And then I'm going to attack you for 10 more. Damage, that is.
Now, I mean, your Noivern doesn't have... If you get another energy on that thing, you can just switch...
If I retreat...
And kill... If you retreat, you can attack with the new
do
guy.
Do I have to get rid of all my energy, though? Do I pay
on this,
it?
On this card, you have to discard 2 energy to retreat it.
Okay.
So the 2 on your Zoroark, you'd have to get rid of. But then your Noivern comes in all energized and can just drop 120 damage on me.
Right.
And so then you we'll can just see. Then you can just sweep up.
We'll see what happens.
Did I put the damage on for that?
Did
you go?
Okay. Yes. Your turn.
Oh, cool. I'm boned. I'm totally boned. I can't do anything. I mean, I could, but Dedane only has a 1 energy attack, so I'm just going to hit you with that.
Okay.
No,
yes, another
still
tails.
No paralysis, so this is great. This is going good. How's everybody doing?
All right.
Everyone having as good a night as me?
I'm feeling good about this match. I'm going to draw my card. Oh, I can't. Like, can I just, like, dunk one of my guys on my bench? That doesn't work, right?
No, when they're out, man.
That's booty.
You're going to have to let me kill one if you want to switch one out.
Because I got Teddy Ursa. And look at how happy this little dude is.
Oh, he's very happy.
And that's my favorite boy.
All my basic Pokemon are my prize cards, I think.
Probably. Or dead.
Or dead.
Then I'm going to attack you for another 10.
Yeah, cool. So Dedane is halfway dead. He has no backup.
Whoa, you're halfway there.
Okay.
You're living on a prayer.
All right, I got some backup now. I got a Fennekin on the bench.
Okay.
I'm going to start getting him ready because Dedane is not long for this world.
Nope.
So we'll get a fire energy on a Fennekin.
Okay.
He still needs another one.
I feel like
attack.
Things just turned around. Like, if this is a show, things just turned around for you.
I don't think so, because if you look at the playing field...
But if you flip, you're gonna paralyze me. I have a feeling.
Okay.
In my guts. My guts are feeling that I'm going to be paralyzed this round.
Nope.
Never mind.
You were wrong.
My guts were wrong.
Your guts have failed you.
Here's a cool thing, though. It's my turn?
Yep.
Because you attacked?
Yeah, now you're going to do
I got
enough damage to kill me.
Now I'm going
to
kill you. Because now you have a bench.
I should have waited until it was closer, but then you could have swapped out and killed me and done the game.
And then I got a prize. Look at me getting more. Okay, is there like a card limit? Do I just start discarding?
As far as I know, there's no hand limit.
No? Okay, cool. Because I'm just like, my hand is so full with prizes, Josh. I have so many prizes in my hand.
What's that like?
It's fun. It's great. I'm going to tell you.
You have two left. I have 6 of 6 left.
I'm going to tell you right now. It feels great.
Okay.
To have so many prizes.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
Now what do I get?
I don't know.
Cool. All right, let's attach that to my boy, Fenny. Get a lightning energy on him because he has a colorless there.
Right.
And then it looks like I'm going to attack.
Okay.
So he's got fire breathing, classic okay. Pokemon fire breathing attack. Sure. Flip a coin. If heads, the attack does 30 more damage. So I have the potential to do 40 total damage to
okay.
you. Because it does a base 10 damage.
All right.
But instead, I'm just going to do 10 damage
okay.
to you.
Okay, good, 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 cool.
I'm going to start this the other way next time. I'm going to
okay.
flip the coin opposite.
Okay. My turn?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to, here's my me draw my card. I got another energy, so I'm going to attach it to Noivern.
Okay, Noivern is ready to now win this game. He only needs to kill 2 more Pokemon.
Can I switch him out now and then attack you?
As far as I know.
Okay, because I'm going to do that and then win. Right?
Yeah.
Like, okay. So I gotta lift, you know what we need? We need to get those little Baccarat spatulas that they have in James Bond. When you play Baccarat, there's like this guy with a little spatula to take your cards, and you need that to get up all 45 of the cards hanging out underneath my Noivern. So I'm gonna switch him out, I'm gonna get rid of this energy, I'm gonna drop in Juliet, and then I'm gonna discard one of these.
And win the game.
And win the game.
That's
like,
it.
I do 100.
I did check the rules, and it says, like, it encourage like, if you have a Pokemon ready, switch and kill.
Okay. Here it is. It's Air Slash.
Okay.
Does 120 Pokemon points. Does 120
damages.
And then
Fennekin has 50 HP, just so everyone's aware.
You die of a swift death, and I get my last prize, which is an Inkay.
Inkay!
And then I win.
Okay.
I win the game. Look at me.
Good job, Jake. Your first time playing, you wiped the entire floor with me.
I did sweep.
Here's my hand.
Okay.
Raichu, my other Raichu.
Okay.
Magneton, Quilava, Dodrio, and 4 energy cards.
Oh, cool. All of my prizes were energy, which helped out a lot, I think. Here's my hand that I ended with. So there's my 2 prizes. I had a Dark Energy, another Ralts, my baby boy Teddy Ursa, a Cresselia. That's the one where I was like, ooh, that's what's
oh,
that?
Okay.
It has an attack called Moonlight Game where you do 20 damage, or you do 70 damage, and then you heal 20 damage to yourself. That's pretty cool.
These decks are not balanced to fight each other. They are balanced for Noivern to beat Raichu.
I mean, it seems like that.
I had a bad shuffle.
I had another Noibat. I had another Noivern. I had a Fisherman. But here's the thing. Put 4 basic energy cards from your discard pile. I didn't have any. Any until this last round. And then I had an Ursa Ring. Why anyone would use this piece of garbage is beyond me.
Let's see what my prize cards were since I didn't get any.
Yeah, it's probably...
Reserved ticket.
A lucky
trainer
ticket.
Card. Flip a coin. If heads, search your deck for a card, shuffle your deck, and then put that card on top of your deck.
Okay.
A Pikachu.
Sure.
A basic Pokemon. Ooh, a supporter card. Giovanni's Scheme.
What?
You can choose to either draw cards until you have 5 cards in your hand, or during this turn, your Pokemon's attacks do 20 more damage to your opponent's active Pokemon.
Well, I don't know why you would go with the other one, specifically you, because you had a lot of cards in your hand.
Right, yeah, so I would just take the more damage. A Brazen.
Okay.
A Magnemite, which would have been helpful
to
evolve that Magneton.
Yeah.
And a Professor's Letter, search your deck for up to 2 basic energy cards, reveal them, put them in your hand, and shuffle your deck.
Are there non-basic energy cards?
The double colorless. There are some that are special energy cards.
Okay. Well, Josh, I had a lot of fun wiping the floor with you.
Whooping my butt.
Just schooling you in how this game is played.
Do you know what this means? You are now the resident expert of the Pokemon trading card game.
I am, and you guys can direct your emails to me And I will answer all your questions because I'm the best in the world at this.
He's the best around.
I'm the best around in these parts. These parts of my apartment. In these apartments, I'm the best. So, final thoughts, I guess?
I like playing the game.
It is fun. It might be a little more fun, some would say, without these microphones right in front of us.
I bet.
Restricting our movement. Basically, my left arm was useless this whole time.
That's why I was flipping with my left hand that time.
Right.
Because my right arm is under my microphone because I didn't plan this.
That's fair.
I just put it here.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I've had this negative, like, this game is dumb and complicated in my head for 20 years.
It's complicated to read.
Yes.
Like, when you read the directions, you're like, what is all this crap?
Right, and when you just look at a game in progress, you're like, there's too many cards table.
If you look at the explanation of a game on paper, they're mostly nuts.
Yeah. I bet Yu-Gi-Oh! Is also very complicated. That's the other one. That's another thing is, eventually, we're going to get some Yu-Gi-Oh! Starter decks. You can teach me to play
Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah. So I can kick your ass at Yu-Gi-Oh!
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm very good at Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's a lot of expansions ago. It's very different now, I bet.
You're right. I wouldn't play with my deck because it has 3 bulletproof strategies.
It's probably banned now.
Oh, I guarantee every card in it is banned. Toe to tip. Maybe not Monster Reborn, but every other card is probably banned. But yeah, we're going to do that at some point. Maybe we'll do Magic and then we'll...
I have no idea how to play Magic.
I have played Magic. I played Magic for a while. I always played for fun. Which you could tell anytime you looked at one of my decks, by which I mean the only deck I had, because it was a direct damage deck. All it did was do damage. I had some walls, but I had no attacking creatures, because it was funny to me. And I did okay. I did okay. So yeah, this will be an ongoing series, you know, as this podcast wears on. This one is going up first Thursday of October, because we just recorded it 2 days before you hear it.
Right.
There will be another one in October. We're going to do a spooky one for All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
I don't want to reveal it just yet.
Okay.
But it will be good.
I'm thoroughly spooked.
Yeah. It's going to be creepy. I'm not going to lie to you.
Look, I can deal with spoopy. I've been dealing with spoopy all my life. Creepy is a new concept to me.
That's a whole different ballgame. So yeah, that's it. If you want, you can go. No. Okay. We've never said this. Okay, so this is on both, right?
Yeah.
But for the GasCast listeners, if you're listening to this on the GasCast, please go rate the show on iTunes.
That'd be great.
Because we have one from Alan.
Right.
And nobody else. And this is Alan before he was in...
Before he was a guest on the show.
Before he was a guest. And before he was, like, part of our extended family. So it counts. Totally counts. But we would like some more. If you guys enjoy the show, please let us know. And then if you're listening to this because it's in the Pokemon World Tour feed...
Go check out GasCast Games and Sports.
If you enjoyed this, there's more swearing. It is a swearing podcast.
It is.
We tried to keep it clean for this one. We failed twice, but that's fine. Easily fixed. But there's eight episodes on there for you to listen to that are all very funny, I think. So go check that out. I'm trying to do the math in my head. Okay, so for GasCast, we're at Hey Jake and Josh. You can email us at heyjakeandjosh@gmail.com. For Pokemon World Tour, we're at PWT Podcast, and you can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. And that's that.
I hope you guys have a better time playing this game than me. I had fun. It would have been more fun if it was like a little bit even.
Yeah,
if I claimed like maybe 2 prize cards, that would have been neat.
I do feel a little bad about just straight up ace trainering your hiney. I just like...
Did. You're the ace trainer and I'm the school kid on Route 3.
I'm like, I'm the protagonist and you're Joey.
I'm just an NPC.
Sitting on Baltic.
God,
crap.
Not even like a good one. Not even a gym leader or nothing.
No, you're like, I got these Pokemon and I was like, just like, I don't care.
2 Caterpies and a Metapod.
But it is, I think the game is pretty fun. I do wish it would have been more even. So that way it could,
right.
Cause that's always a more fun game is when it's even.
When it's like actually competitive. Yeah. And when your deck is like, you can't win this time. Yeah,
sorry, Josh. Maybe next time you'll get him. But that's going to do it for us for today. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time,
smell you later.